Riot. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Idaho police arresting 31 people for conspiracy to riot near a gay pride event in Coeur d'Alene Saturday. The suspects are believed to be tied to the white nationalist group Patriot Front. The city's police chief, Lee White, said a concerned citizen notified them about a U-Haul full of people wearing riot gear.
They were wearing arm patches. One of them said Patriot Front. The majority of them had logos on their hats. They were consistent with the Patriot Front group that you would see online. They were also wearing khaki pants, and everyone was dressed exactly the same. Very, very similar anyway. And if you go online, look up Patriot Front, it's exactly how these individuals were dressed.
Chief White says the suspects are from at least 11 states. They are scheduled to be arraigned on Monday. Gas prices continue to surge.
For the first time ever, the national average for regular gas hit $5 a gallon. That's up 60 cents just from last month. And now drivers pay nearly $2 more a gallon than we already were last summer.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in New York. The states with the highest gas prices include California, Nevada, Alaska, Illinois, and Washington State. The Southwest undergoing a massive heat wave, hitting record temperatures Saturday. However, it appears to be on the way out.
By the time we get to Monday in the Southwest, near normal temperatures. If you get into Southern California and into Central and Northern Nevada, actually below normal temperatures. Quite a shift as we get into the early part of the week in the West and Southwest with the cold front coming through.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley. Five teenagers shot in Louisville, Kentucky Saturday near Big Four Bridge. Two of the victims are reportedly in critical condition. Earlier in the day, demonstrators had gathered across the U.S. at anti-gun rallies, including one in Louisville. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Trump-backed candidate in the spotlight in this Tuesday's Nevada primaries. Fox's Aisha Hasni has more from Las Vegas.
Adam Laxalt, the GOP hopeful for U.S. Senate, is making the rounds here in Las Vegas today, really throughout the weekend, fresh off the heels of a big endorsement from former President Donald Trump and also a big show of support from Donald Trump Jr. last night.
Make sure to get out there and vote on Tuesday. Make sure to bring your friends. Make sure to stand up for what you believe in. And if you do that, guys, we can actually take back our country and make it everything it deserves to be.
Laxalt is still leading in the most recent polling against retired Army Captain Sam Brown. The winner of that GOP primary will likely go head-to-head with incumbent Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto.
A mother using social media to help other moms dealing with the nation's baby formula shortage.
After Abbott Labs shut down a plant in Michigan over bacterial concerns, a nationwide baby formula shortage ensued. And Life of Mom founder Lucy Riles began what she calls Mission Feed the Babies.
I've proudly been able to connect over 500 moms to other moms with exactly the formula they need.
Facebook has multiple formula finder pages in a number of cities, but Riles connects moms of newborns with mothers in other states as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A fraternity hazing event leaves a college student permanently disabled. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
At the University of Missouri, 19-year-old Danny Santulli can no longer walk, talk, or see after going into cardiac arrest during a hazing event at Phi Gamma Delta. Santulli was reportedly told to drink an entire bottle of vodka after several hours of drinking. Santulli's lawyer says local authorities aren't doing enough to hold fraternity members accountable.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.